The people of Iqaluit are relying on the river. Since the beginning of October, they've been afraid of what's coming out of their taps. Choking petrol fumes when they wanted a glass of water. Oily residue on dishes. For this family, absolute fear when they had to bathe their eight-month-old baby.
We're hearing from friends and neighbors that people are getting headaches or there's been other complaints like that. We just don't know. It's really scary to think that your baby's health could be compromised.
And her fears were just confirmed.
A high concentration of odor was discovered in one of the in-ground water tanks at the water treatment plant. The results of water quality testing show exceedingly high concentrations of various fuel components in the sample collected from that tank.
Diesel or kerosene has leaked into Iqaluit's water system. The government's declared a state of emergency. It's happening in one of Canada's most remote cities. Iqaluit is in Nunavut, the country's northernmost territory, home to a majority Inuit population. The city gets its water from Geraldine Lake. The water treatment plant is a short distance away, but it's also right next to the power plant, which runs on diesel fuel. Both are decades old and badly in need of repair. The city is going to examine the ground the treatment plant is built on in hopes of finding the source of the contamination. Water testing in Iqaluit will continue for several months, as will the search for who exactly is to blame. To cope, the government's flying in tens of thousands of liters of drinking water. Bottled water is five times the price as the rest of Canada.
Yesterday, we gave out about 18,000 liters of bottled water to our citizens. And, you know, when we were done, mothers with babies were, you know, saying, you know, what do I do about my baby? And, you know, others were just, what do I do? And, you know, it was heartbreaking. And it really was probably the worst day I've had as mayor in the last 2 years.
But for Seema and her family, it's a clear example of one of Canada's fundamental inequalities. That despite being one of the most water-rich countries in the world, 45 Indigenous communities can't drink what comes out of their taps. And for the foreseeable future, Iqaluit is one of them. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.